And say if there was something bad that you'd expected to happen, like a child walking along the top of a fence and you'd expected him to fall off and hurt himself. Then someone comes in and tells you he's fallen off. You say,
I just knew that was going to happen.
And you say, I don't know whether he did that or not, but people.
People say he did?
Okay.
Okay. That's right.
And you say, I think that's right, but
I'm not sure.
And if there was a loud noise, I'd ask you, what that noise?
Did you hear it?
You'd say, yes,
I heard it.
But I've heard it several times before.
And I've heard it several times before.
And I might ask you if you know a person. You'd say, well, I don't know him, but I've heard of him.
I've heard of him.
What about heard tell of him?
Yeah, I guess I've used that, but I don't use it all that much.
How would you do that?
I've heard tell that he's a pretty nice feller.
Okay. And say there was some cake or something, and he said he was going to get some. You wanted to know about yourself. You'd say, going to get some?
I'm
going to
go get some for me.
Well, if you're asking whether or not you can have any, you'd say.
Could I have a piece?
And something that you do every day. If I ask you, do you do it often? You'd say, yes, I
do it a lot.
And if you wanted to ask me whether he does that sort of thing, you'd ask me.
Does he do it a lot or does he do it very much?
Did you ever say, do we do it?
Do we do it? No, I don't think so.
You'd say, I don't smoke, but he...
He does.
And say if a boy kept on going over the same girl's house like he was seriously interested in her, you'd say that he was...
He was courting her?
What?
I wouldn't say he was courting her. But that, to be cute, I might say it. I think I've heard, well, I know I've heard Mom and Daddy say, oh, they're courting. Oh, they do it too. Like, John's got a niece now that's old enough to date, and she more or less goes steady, and if I say something about Stephanie or something, oh, she's courting now.
Do you use the term go steady? Going steady?
Oh, yeah. They're going steady.
And he would be called her...
Her boyfriend?
And she'd be his...
Girlfriend.
Any old-fashioned names for that?
Beau.
For the boy?
Yeah, she's... he's her beau. Just their date. They're dating. That's her date. Yeah.
And if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say he had been...
He'd been kissing. Her necking.
Huh?
Kissing her necking.
Which was it called when you were in high school?
Necking, of course.
Any old fashioned?
Smooching.
Huh?
Smooching is old. That's what Mother and Daddy would say. They wouldn't say necking, they'd say smooching.
And when the girl stopped letting the boy come over to see her, you say she...
Now wait, go again.
When she stopped letting him come over to see
her. Oh, she broke up with him?
Okay. And he asked her to marry him, but she...
She turned him down.
And they were engaged, and all of a sudden she...
She broke it off.
Well, she didn't break it off. He said they went ahead and got...
Married.
Any joking ways of saying married?
Got hitched.
And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom...
The best man?
And who's with the bride?
The maid of honor or the matron of honor?
And what else?
And the bridesmaids.
And when young people go out in the evening and move around on the floor to music, you call that a...
Dancing.
What would you call a dance that you'd have at home?
At home? Just a dance.
And if children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you'd say at 4 o'clock school
is over.
Yeah.
Out. Either over or out. I'd probably say over.
And after vacation, children would ask when does school
start.
And if a child left home to go to school and didn't show up that day, you'd say he